Good afternoon, audio booth. Oh man, I've been really, really busy the last couple of weeks, really. But started school this week, and just a huge amount going on, really, between helping out running workshops and running my own workshops, or preparing to run my own workshops. I'm also helping out this guy Niels, he works for an organisation called care.dk, I'm kind of trying to arrange with him and his organisation that I can come into a workshop with them about social media and transmedia and stuff, because they're a great organisation. They do an awful lot, and they have guys on the street in Aarhus and Copenhagen who are there to try and get people to sign up to give away, I think it's about £5 a month, to care, so that helps fund their work in places like Haiti and Africa and stuff like that. Very much like the Red Cross or UNICEF or some of those other organizations. I kind of stumbled across care some months ago and thought, wouldn't it be great if I could use some of my knowledge and skills and whatever to kind of help them push the boat out social media wise. That's kind of what we've been doing. We've been kind of gradually over a period of time meeting up and talking about it, and now we've got to the stage where I'm going to go in and do a workshop at the care offices in Copenhagen sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks to basically find out or introduce them to some ideas about how they can start sharing stuff, but also find out, the seamless ways that they can do it and things that they can share. So that's going to be an interesting session. But before then, I'm doing a similar session in Copenhagen on the 30th. The same kind of session that I did a couple of weeks ago in Aarhus, actually, called Start Sharing, which is, again, I'll be meeting with some businesses in Copenhagen, people who run businesses, and talking to them about how they can start sharing, start using social media to share what they do. And of course, one of the great side effects of that is that they promote themselves, they promote their business, but at the same time they're sharing great content and things that we all can learn from. So that's going to be what I'll be doing on the 30th, but preparing for that. And also tomorrow I'm doing a half an hour kind of speed talk to about 100 teachers along the similar theme, start sharing. How can teachers start using social media as tools to use in the classroom? And I'll be talking about that tomorrow, on top of which I've started school. So in the morning tomorrow I'm attending class, and then after that I'm heading out to a conference centre on the edges of Aarhus in Skibu, where I'll be doing that half an hour session, which is kind of part of a whole day, really, a boot camp for teachers to talk about different issues, and one of them will be social media, and that's kind of where I'm going to step in. It'd be really great for me to be there the whole day, but unfortunately I got class tomorrow morning from 8 until 12, so I got to go that. It's really the first proper class of this semester, so of course I got to attend that. But yeah, we'll be running out as soon as that finishes, and heading out to Skibu to participate in the boot camp, and get ready to do my kind of presentation later in the afternoon. And big kind of preparations, really, for that, because Google On Air Hangouts has hit Denmark. It's hit the rest of the world, actually, which is really, really fantastic. I did a little test hangout, On Air Hangout today, just for myself, recording a video just to test out to see how I get it working, and it works great. So my plan tomorrow, and also for the session on the 30th probably as well. And also I've been asked to video actually a session on Tuesday by somebody else. So the plan is to try and use Google On Air Hangouts to actually beam those live onto YouTube. So having just kind of having it just land in Denmark, and now I was testing it a bit today, and then of course I got the thing tomorrow, so there's going to be a bit of fiddling and setting up. I have no idea what the internet is going to be like out of this place, but it's a conference center, so I'm pretty sure they'll have decent internet. So the plan is tomorrow when I'm doing the talk, I'm going to beam it live using Google On Air Hangouts. Beam it live on YouTube, and I'll tweet out the link and everything. So if you want to, you can join in. You can just watch it on YouTube. Or some of you who are maybe connected with me on Google Plus, I'll send out a pretty open invite, and you can click in and actually be part of the actual hangout. And that would really help me tremendously, because what I'm wanting to do is to demonstrate Google Hangouts to the teachers attending. Of course, from the point of view of it being a useful tool for them to actually connect with students for various different reasons, using Hangouts. And even, you know, streaming lectures and all kinds of stuff. So it'd be really great, you know, I'm going to Zoom the thing live anyway, but if people happen to kind of drop into the Hangout while I'm actually talking, then when I actually kind of reveal Google Plus and Google On Air Hangouts to the audience, it'd be really great if there's kind of a few people in the Hangout that we can kind of say hi to. I've already had a couple of people on Twitter say they might be around at that time. It's about 3 o'clock Central European, I believe, that I'll be doing it. I will double check the time tonight and I'll tweet it out if it's a different time. But I believe it's 3 o'clock Central European. So if you're around and you've got a few minutes to spare, be great if you could click in on the Hangout. But of course, you know, if you just want to tune in on YouTube, you'll be able to do that too. And I'll tweet out the link for that when I get the session up and running tomorrow. But it's kind of been my real first time doing it, so it's kind of nerve-wracking, really, because I've kind of got the technical issues to set up, and then, of course, get up and talk in front of, you know, a big crowd of people about social media. But having said that, I'm really looking forward to it. It's I'm really excited about it, and I think hopefully after I finish my talk we'll have some time afterwards where I can just get to talk to some of the teachers directly about some of the ideas maybe that they have about how they could start using sites like Twitter, Facebook, Audioboo, Listly, Google Hangouts. I mean, there's so many social media platforms these days to do all kinds of different really useful things that, yeah, it'd be really interesting to hear the ones maybe that they've discovered that they find useful or have been using. I discovered one today, actually. This guy, Niels, who from Care, I was talking to this morning, he introduced me to something called Doodle, which is, it can connect to Google Calendar, and it's actually a really neat way. I think it's doodle.com. It's a really neat way of actually figuring out when a group of people can find time to meet. So what you do is you go into the site, and then you pick out some dates in a calendar. You maybe even pick out some times, and then you post it out. And you invite people to come in and choose some dates amongst the bunch of dates that you've highlighted to see when they're available. And there's some kind of automatic system there that actually kind of shows you that, hey, everyone's available here, so this is where you should be meeting. Sounds brilliant. That's definitely a tool I'm going to be using from now on, actually, to kind of connect with people and figure out when we can meet and stuff like that. It's really, really quite ingenious, really. That's it. I'm kind of hyper tired. You might be able to hear that in my voice. I'm out walking the dog now, but I've been up since 5 a.m. this morning, and it's kind of probably just gone 5 p.m. Here, and I got a ton of work to do tonight to prepare for tomorrow. plus some other stuff. So I have to read 3 chapters of a book for class tomorrow, and so hopefully I can kind of keep this slightly hyper energy going into the evening now, so I can get all the things done that I need to get done. But I'll hopefully you'll come and join me tomorrow in the hangout if you get this, and I'll see you later.